friends. This year should be a special schus for Amin Armi Rasi Shechling Nishmas Mars Esther Bas Rib Shmuel. And Schus Moshe Ben Peshedina, Schus Refor Svi Ben Yittel, Moshe Ben Malka, Schus Mordechai Yahu Hillel Ben Yosef Halevi, Schus Necha Gittel Bas Reb Chaim Svi, Chotzei Chalat Seha, Nishmas Reb Aaron Ben Yaakov Shachna, Nishmas Arav David Ben Reb Shmuel. We'll be learning about the Inyan of the Karban Pesach and the Paraduma, based on the Hakdama to the Sefer Shari Toar Chelek Vav from Hagon Reb Shmuel Volk, who was a Talmud in Telz and really a tremendous Talmud Chacham in Baal Mechadesh. For many years he was a Magid Shir in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, and he was Nifter approximately 35 or so years ago. If my memory serves me correctly. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe v'el Aaron zos chukas ha-pesach zeh she'amar ha-kasuv lev yodea maras nafsho uvisimchaso lo yis'arev zar. Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, this is the law of the Pesach. That's what the Pasuk means when it says in Mishlei chapter 14 that lev yodea maras nafsho, that a heart knows the bitterness of the soul and its joy a foreign person will not be involved. What does this pasuk mean? So Chazal interpret lev yodea maras nafsho el Yisrael. Lev yodea maras nafsho refers to the Jewish people. Shein esunim b'mitzrayim b'shibud. They were in Egypt in servitude. When Hashem said that it's time for them to leave, and he told them to do the Karban Pesach, the Mitzrim came to eat with them. And the Jewish people said, Chas v'shalom, Hashem said, Chas v'shalom kol ben necha lo yochal bo. That the pasuk says that a stranger will not eat, and this is what it means in the pasuk: lev yodea maras nafsho. The lev yodea maras nafsho refers to the Jews who were in the Tsar of Mitzrayim. That refers to the Egyptians who wanted to join the Jews when they were even the Karban Pesach on their way out. And Hashem said, Chas v'shalom, in this joy of Karban Pesach, lo yis'arev zar, a stranger may not mix in, he may not participate. Only Jews are allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, not non-Jews. Namar bachuka bapar namar bachuka umigidola para shokhle pesach tsrichimla. She namar balakhu latame may for strafus of achatas. Hoi kol benecha lo yochelbo. The harbemem loyam akablim alem lamu. Amakarish brachu shiasu a pesach, vakabin shas the moshes a pesach. Kazar karish brachu ladal ruchas olam benoshvas began edem in a ruchas she began edem.
Pesach
מיד וכולי, כל בניך לא יוכל בו לקיים מה שנאמר, מגיד ורב ליעקב, חוקו ומשפטו לישראל וכולי, אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא מחרץ על איסר ריבו והידע מסתורב, אלא אתם לעצמכם. May my heart be complete in your laws, says the Pasuk. This is concerning the law of the Pesach and the law of the Paraduma. Why? Because the two of them are similar. It says these are the laws of the Pesach and these are the laws of the Torah, of the Paraduma. And you don't know which one is more important than the other one. So it's like the mashal of the two distinguished ladies that were walking. And you don't know who is more important than who. When you see these two chashuva ladies walking, you don't know who is more important than who. How do you know which one is more important? The one who accompanies the other to her house. So if Rachel accompanies Leah, then you know Leah is more important. So too, regarding Pesach and the Kar Paraduma, it says both of them chukas. How do you know which is more chashuv? The para, because the Pesach needs it, because the only way that you can eat the carbon Pesach is if you're pure, and the only way to get pure from Tumas Meis is with para aduma. So therefore you see the chshivus of the para aduma even more than the Pesach, because the para aduma, the Pesach needs the para aduma and not vice versa. And then the Medrash continues, and it says that a lot of Jews didn't want to have a bris milah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they have to do the Korban Pesach. And after Moshe said to do the Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozer that all of the four winds of the world should blow from Gan Eden, and they cling to the Pesach that Moshe made. And it was an incredible smell, and the Jewish people came, they wanted to eat from it. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, you can't do it if you're not circumcised. So now he went to get circumcised. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Kol Benecha Leyochobo, Magid Rav Liyakov, Chukov Mishpat, Vliyisrael Lo'asachein L'cholgoy. Korban Pesach is only for Jews. Gentiles are not allowed to eat. And that's what it means in the Pasuk, Al Yisarev Zar, that is Zar, a foreigner, may not mix in. The only one who can know your mysteries are you. Nobody else can know your mysteries. What are the mistorin? What's the mystery of the Pesach? That's question number one. Question number two is, it says here in the Medrash that the winds blew . It says at the beginning of the Medrash that we saw, Ubo Mitzrim Lechol Imahim. The Mitzrim came to eat with the Jews. And then the Pasuk says, no, Hashem said, Kol Benecha La Yochal Bo. Why do they want to eat the Korban Pesach? What does the Mitzrim have with the Korban Pesach? Question number three, what's this inyan of that we see in the Medrash here, that the smell went mahalach arbaim yom, for the amount of time it takes for 40 days, that's how good the smell of Moshe's Pesach was, that lamadafka karban Pesach. Stronger kasha, why is it called a chok? The Torah tells us why we have the karban Pesach. To remind us that Hashem skipped over our houses and saved us. So what's this inyan of chok? Of a law that we can't understand. We understand the Pesach very well. And what's this tushtel, this comparison between the Paraduma and the Karban Pesach? The Paraduma, the Chiddush of the Paraduma, is that it's Metar Tameim, Tami Tahorim. We don't have that by the Karban Pesach. So what's this comparison that the Medrash is and the Lashon of the Torah, calling both a Chukah, is comparing the two? The beginning of Parashas Chukas, it says, Zos Chukas HaTorah Dabro B'nai Yisrael V'yikho Elecha Parah Aduma. Rashi writes, L'fisha Satan V'umasalam Monomes Yisrael. They say, what's this mitzvah? Doesn't make sense. Take some ashes of a red cow, you pour it over you, you're pure. Some Atar Tamei, Matame Tahorim, the people it's poured over are pure, the people who are involved in being Matar are becoming Tamei. What does this mean? And the answer is, it's called a Chok. Gzeri Melefana Ein Lecha Rishus Lahara Acharea. We don't have Rishus to think about it, to question it. And this Rashi is from Chazal, the Kvarira Mefarshim. Why do the Umas Olam Monimes Yisrael? Why do they start up with Das Dafka and this Chok? There are a lot of Chukim, and you don't see that the Umas Olam start up with the other Chukim. And about this Paraduma, Shlomo Melech said, Amarti Echkama V'hiru Choka Mimeni, the wisest of all men, I wanted to be wise, but it's far from me. You want to understand, but the Mefarshim try to find some explanation, give meaning to the Paraduma. In Bechlal, it's important to understand why the Torah has in it Chukim. Why should we have things in the Torah that we don't understand? And why is the Medrash say which chok is greater, the paraduma and the carbon pesach? The carbon pesach makes sense. The paraduma doesn't make sense. So what's the shaila? Which chok is greater? And then they bring the mashal of the two important women who are walking together, and you don't know who's greater. You see who needs who. What's Bechlal the Shaila? It's well known that Chazal say that the Torah, Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. So the Torah is the map of the world. Like an architect has his drawings where he's going to make the building, that was what the Torah was to the world. And therefore, there are things in the world that are beyond people. Just like in the Torah, there are mitzvahs that are beyond people, there are things in the world that are mysterious, we don't understand them. So too, there are things in the world that are lemala mi seichel adam. In the Torah, there are things that we don't understand, we work hard, we don't get it. In the world, even the biggest chachamim, even the biggest professors and scholars say there are certain things we just don't understand how this works. The world is filled with secrets. Yirmiyahu comes to Hashem and he says, Tzadik ata Hashem ki arav eilecha ach mishpatim ada beroscha maduach derech rishayim tzlecha shalu kol bogdei boged netatem gam sharashu yelechu yelchu gam yasu peri or pri. You're the Tzadik Hashem, but I have to speak to you, I have to speak justice to you. Why are the Rishayim so matzliach? Those who are traitors are serene. They plant, they make fruits, and we, the Tzadikim, things don't always go so well for us, but the Rishayim, Mamish, you see some of them are doing so well. And everything given to answer this question is not sufficient. So of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshalim El Son of Lahavido. Targumuntkulos and Meshalim Sano Itavvan De'inun Avdin Kadamoy V'chayen Lovdeon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards people for what they do in this world, even the evil people, and then there's nothing left for the next world. The question is, why did Hashem make the world in such a way that the Rishayim are paid in this world and the Tzaddikim very often only in the next world. Tzaddikim don't see such a pleasant life sometimes in this world. Couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu also give the Rishayim later? But they're not going to get the great good that the Tzaddikim are going to get in Olam Haba. But let's see the Rishayim suffer a little bit here also. And that's what was bothering Chazal in the Pasuk. Mishalim el son of El Panav Lahavido and Erevin 22a, Amru Shuman Levi, Malamikar Kosav, Vishola Omro, Kaviyahu Kadim Shinel Semasu, El Panav Rotzla Shlicho Mimenu. That it's like a person, he says, it's hard to say it, but the Pasuk says it. It's like a person's carrying a burden and he just wants to get rid of it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishalim el son of El Panav Lahavido, he just gives them their schar just to do away with them. He just wants them away from him already. So he just gives them the schar and then to be done with them. On the other hand, one of the kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nosei Avon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Sovel Avonos HaAdam. He doesn't punish immediately. And that's the source of patience. If so, why is he Memayer Kol Kach L'Shalem L'Rishayin? And those mitzvahs that they did. Just like he withholds the punishment, he can also withhold the schar a little bit. Could be that it's easier to have patience for their rishus and withhold the punishment for that than their mitzvahs. The malahemul mitzvahs, what do they have to do with mitzvahs? It's a stira mineya by a rashi with mitzvahs. It's a chilul to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is nifkema v'neschala idei oseh. The Rambam writes in Achos Tshuva that when rishayim do mitzvahs, Torah falls in Befana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rips it up. On the other hand, to say it doesn't count as a mitzvah at all, it counts as a mitzvah. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, it's very hard for me to handle this mitzvah. The rishas I can take, but the mitzvah v'yachol, but the risha, but the mitzvahs that are so pagum, that I can't handle, that I have no patience for. So I just want to give you your schar already. Maybe, but it's still a wonder why HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets his name be disgraced and desecrated in this world by giving the Rishayim their reward. It looks like the Rishayim aren't successful. That's what the Radak says, Natatem Gam Sharshu Yelchu Gam Asupri. Says the Radak, Mashal Atzlachas Mishikemis Volechas Figidela. It's their Hatzlacha keeps growing, it plants, takes root, and it sprouts. And it's not Derech Mikra, this is from Hashem. And he says the Pasuk, Umul Shalem Sonav Al Panav La'avido. So it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making them Matzliach, and they're so happy. And the Tzaddikim are suffering. Isn't this a Chil Hashem? And that was what was bothering the Navi. So this is a secret that it's hard to understand. One of the secrets of creation, why it has to be like this. Apparently, the Ratzon HaElyon was that the Torah, with all of its mitzvahs, shouldn't be so easy to understand that a person will say, oh, I get it, I understand it all, I have it in my pocket. Hashem says in B'chukosai Teilech U'shtu Amelim B'Torah, Im Yagato Matzasa, the Iker is the Igia. That's the point, is to toil because it's hard to understand very often. And yet we have a mitzvah of Paraduma, which is Ruchoku Misechel Adam, because the Torah has to be above the Seichel of man to a certain extent. Just like the world is above the Seichel of man, the Torah has to be above the Seichel of man, even from Shlomo HaMelech. So it's no wonder that there are secrets in creation, because the Torah is the map of creation, and if in creation there are secrets, the Torah there are secrets. If in Torah there are secrets, then Memela in creation there are secrets. Torah is the Siba, the world is the Mesuba. Torah is the cause, the world is the effect. If there's secrets in Torah, there's secrets in the world. There are contradictions in the world. The success of the Rishayim is one of them. This is all Shaykh to Am Yisrael, Am HaNifchar, that we have Torah and Mitzvahs. We are gay in Torah. And Mizman Lizman, we get paid with the spiritual pleasure of being Megalik Tzas Mitame HaTorah. Like the famous line in Simcha Keteres HaSvekas. But Bishara Umos, that they don't have Torah, they don't have the meat of Yegiyah B'Torah. Therefore, in the world, people prefer generally not to work. They like vacation. They look forward to retirement. Because the world is not about toiling. They just do that because that's the only way they'll eat. So they come to the Jewish people and they're Mona es Yisrael. Ma mitzvah zos, ma tam yesh, but what's the reason? You're not going to get the secret. So you're not going to understand it, so why do you have this mitzvah? If anyway you're not going to understand, what's the point? And they don't understand that the Midah Yisraelis is Lios HaMeilim B'Torah, to toil and toil and work hard. And even something there's a Stira Minei Obey, to keep working at it. And we like this. This explains the world, why there's so many contradictions in life. To toil to understand the world, you have to toil to understand the Torah. And then Mashiach is going to come. Teku, Tishbi, Yitaretz, Kushis, Vabayos. And all the secrets of the world and all the secrets of the Torah are going to be revealed. And as it says in Isaiah chapter 60, V'lo yelecha od ha-shemesh l'or yomam, v'lenog yarech lo yoylach, v'haylecha Hashem l'or olam, v'elokecha l'tifratecha. The sun's not going to be the light of the day. The moon at night, not going to shine for you. God's going to be your light. God's going to be your glory. So in the midst of Paraduma, we see the Teva of Am Yisrael. That even though there's a contradiction here, it's Metami Tahorim, Metari Temeim, the Jewish people still fulfill it because Am Yisrael knows that the world is filled with contradictions. And the whole Bria is the Fitochni Satara, is according to the plan of Torah, and therefore it's filled with stiras. But the stiras are only according to our Sechel HaMukbal, only according to our limited intellect. But according to the truth, there's no stir at all. And we know Hashem is going to reveal to us the truth one day, and everything's going to be clear. And that's what Paraduma does. Paraduma reveals the difference between us and Umas HaOlam. They're Monas Yisrael. They say, what do you need this for? It doesn't make sense. And we like the fact that it doesn't make sense because it explains everything. The world doesn't make sense. The world is filled with steers. Not only is the mitzvah, and we want to toil to understand, even if we don't, but the job of life is to toil. Not only the mitzvah of Paraduma is a Jewish mitzvah, so too the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So What's the inyan of the mistorin in Karban Pesach? All mitzvahs have mysteries to them. What's the special mystery of the Karban Pesach? Mor Nevuchim in Chela Gimel Perak Menvav writes, V'nei Re'isi La'ircha Hinei Al Inyan Nifla Me'od V'Rami B'Serach Chatas Rosh Chodesh Levad Chatas L'Hashem Ma Shelo Ne'amar B'Seirei Aragalim Kulam Lo B'Zulasim Menachatos Time of war etzli ma'od vush elu akarbonas sheyakriv matzib lefrakim b'tzon lomar musaf meyam kulam olos uchol yom v'yom sayur izim echad lechatas voya nechal aval olos kulam nisrafos b'ze bir le behen isha l'ashem b'lomar chatas l'ashem b'lo shlamim l'ashem v'nei shehayu nechalim. It doesn't say except by the chatas of Rosh Chodesh. But otherwise it doesn't say Chatas L'Hashem. Why is that? Because when we bring a Chatas, it's eaten. It's partially eaten. And the Olas are completely burned. And therefore, it says Isha L'Hashem by the Olas, but it doesn't say Chatas L'Hashem. And it doesn't say except for one exception. And it doesn't say Shlamim L'Hashem because they are eaten. So we haven't explained why it says Chatas L'Hashem by. Chatas Rosh Chodesh, but in general it doesn't say Chatas L'Hashem or Shlamim L'Hashem because it's not completely burnt. Only the Ola is burnt. So how's the Rambam going to explain Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach isn't totally burned, and it says Avamartim Zevach Pesach Lashem. So how did the Torah say Lashem? So Lachor is a Rai against the Mor Nevuchim. Mor Nevuchim wants to say that if it says Lashem, it means it's burned. So it only says it by an Ola, not by Chatas or Shlamim. And yet we see it by Pesach, which isn't Kula Lashem, it isn't completely burned. Kasha and the Mor Nevuchim. So, B'Yisod, the Karban Pesach, is a Shlamim. That's what the Karban Pesach is fundamentally. Just on the 14th of Nisan, it's a mitzvah for us to bring this Shlamim as a Pesach. And if it's brought not on the 14th, it's a Shlamim, but otherwise it's a Pesach. And that's Me'ikar Dino. Sheshlamim kazeh yugrav b'yadalet b'tor Pesach. This Shlamim should be brought as a Pesach. This is explained in the Shari Torah, Rav Volk's Sefer in the second volume. Simen Tesvav. We also know that the Ikar of the Karban Pesach is Omed La'achila. B'chol Karban, Yesh Kedushas Haguf, B'Kedushas Karban. Kedushas Karban is Chal al Yidei Avodos. You do the various Avodos of Karban, gets Kedushas Karban. But Karban Pesach is different. You know how Karban Pesach gets its Torah's Karban Pesach? When you eat it. The Avodos are just Machshirit L'Tachlis HaIkri. Tachlis HaIkri, the main purpose of the Karban Pesach is to be eaten. And when it's eaten by those who are subscribed to the carbon, to this Karban Pesach, or Menuyim, it's Magia L'Tachliso, it reaches its purpose. Masiges Hashem Karban L'Hashem, and then it achieves the name of Karban L'Hashem. And in this way, the Karban Pesach is different than every other Karban. Sheba Karban Pesach, not only is the Achila the Yikar, the Achila gives it its shame, carbon. So it emerges that b'chol carbon chutz me'ola, there are really two things. There's the Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbech, and they're both Iker. And therefore it doesn't get shame L'Hashem, because it's not for one tachlis L'Hashem. Part to man, part to God, part to the Mizbech, part to Hashem Kiviyach. But by carbon Pesach, it's kulo l'Achilas Adam. And Adarav, all the avodos of the Mizbeach are serving this purpose. So it's all coming for Adam. But how is it possible? It's a carbon. So therefore the Pasuk says, V'amartim zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. It's a gzeres hakasav by the Pesach. That it's achilasos l'gamrei l'Adam. And nevertheless it's considered l'Hashem. So it emerges that it has one tachlis. Kulo l'Hashem. Achilas Adam is legamrei l'Hashem. And for en for tamar nevuchim. That's why here it says l'Hashem. Because this is also kulo l'Hashem. Because here it only has a shame carbon when we eat it. That's what gives it its shame carbon. Because this eating is totally l'Hashem. So the kitzer, even though the ikar of the Pesach is the achila, but the achila draws kedusha on a person until it's considered kulo l'Hashem. So it emerges that achila, that mitzad atzmo, is something gashmi, can be elevated to the highest tachlis of l'Hashem. And this is the chora stira, that a person is doing such a physical act, and it's so spiritual. And therefore, the Torah says it's a chok. That's the chok of the Karban Pesach. That from such gashmius is going to be such kedusha, and therefore the Medrash compares it to Paraduma. And the Medrash wants to know which chok is greater. So now we revealed what's the stira of the Karban Pesach. This is the stira of the Karban Pesach. That it's so gashmi, and yet so ruchni. Karban Pesach also symbolizes the philosophy of Am Yisrael. That's our job in this world, to elevate the physical world to Hashem. That's the mysterium of the Karban Pesach the Medrash talks about. The mystery of elevating the Gashmias to the Ruchnias. And that's why the Mitzrim wanted to eat from this Karban Pesach. They like that. Wow, that's so holy. You can enjoy this world and be elevated to the next. Kol b'necha lo yochal bo, sorry. Only b'nei Yisrael were given this brach. And that's what the Gemara Menacha says, that akum is makriv rak olos v'lo shlamim. Why? Mishum shelibo l'shamayim. Because his heart is l'shamayim and olos l'shamayim. What, his heart is more l'shamayim than a Jew's heart? The answer is, for the non-Jew, if it's completely to God, then he understands it. Ola kula l'Hashem. Because he understands kula l'Hashem, but to be enjoy the physical world and not be part of avodas Hashem, that's a uniquely Jewish concept. So therefore we bring shlamim as well. Kohanim ochlim balim miskaprim. The achila is considered an avoda. There's a discussion in the Achronim if Achilas Bailam also brings Kapar. So therefore, for them it's either or, either Ola Kula L'Hashem or forget about it. And we have the Shlamim, it's a Shlamus, that our eating is part of the Avoda. Now, not only the stira we have, which compares the Karban Pesach and the Paraduma, but also the idea that it was given specifically to the Jew to elevate from the Gashmias Ruchnias. And Chol and Kodesh are equal, they're all to Hashem. Rambam Paskins, we just had two shiurim on that today. That's actually how I got to this maimer. Because I was looking up this Rambam. Nishchata l'shem chulin tipade. If the paraduma was shechted l'shem chulin, it is allowed to be redeemed. Ve'enu mechaper, it's not mechaper. It's not mechaper. You're not yotze your paraduma if it was nishchata l'shem chulin. The Kesef Mishnah asks, why is it not mechaper? It's called a chatas. paradum is called a chatas, and a chatas that was nishchtel l'shem chulin is ksheira, like the Rama Paskins in the 15th parak of Psulei HaMukdash. So why is this not kosher? Rambam also paskins in the 15th parak of Psulei HaMukdash and Malach Yer Aleph, Pesach l'shem chulin is pasul. Many people ask on the Rambam that we paskin ain chulin mechal l'mkatshim. Chulim aren't mechal l'mkatshim, so Pesach l'shem chulin shouldn't be pasul. So why is the Paraduma pasul if it's Shlo Lishma? And why is the Karban Pesach pasul if it's L'shem Chul? In both cases, Chul is not Mechal L'Kachim. The answer is, says Harav Volk, Zichrono Livracha, that since the Pesach is fundamentally a Shlamim, you just have to be Makar of the Shlam L'shem Pesach. Even though chulin doesn't desecrate kachim, so there's no shinui, there's no chilul, there's no desecration, there's no change, but it doesn't become a carbon pesach. He never made it into a pesach. And therefore it's pasul. And that's what it says, V'amartem zevach pesach l'Hashem. You have to say it's going to be a zevach pesach. You have to make it into a carbon pesach. And if you said it's l'Hashem chulin, it never becomes a carbon pesach. So, therefore, the shechting l'Hashem chulin is not going to help. Because, as we explained, the Karban Pesach has to be Kulo L'Hashem. So if it's L'Shem Chulin, then it's not Kulo L'Hashem. It wasn't made L'Hashem. And the same Teretz we can say by Paraduma. Like the Ritva says, that it only becomes a Paraduma when you make it a Paraduma. Dilokarya is a ritva and a vodazerach of Gimel. Dilokarya rachmona chatas elek sheta osim imenu para. You have to turn it into a paraduma if you shecht l'shem chul and never became a paraduma. Like the famous Reb Chaim we've been discussing in our shiurim recently, that until it's shechted l'shem para, it's not a para. So it's the same idea. You have to create. It's not normally Karbanos are stama l'shma, but the Karban Pesach is not. If a Karban Pesach is l'shem chulin, it never attains the status of the Karban Pesach. If the Paraduma is l'shem chulin, it never attains the status of the Paraduma. And that's the common denominator, that our job is to take the Gashmias and turn it into Ruchnias. That's what happens by the Karban Pesach, that we take the physicality of this world and we miyashiv the stira, we turn it into something ruchni. The eating becomes the avoda, and so too we're able to take a shlamim and transform it into a carbon pesach, and so too we're able to take the paraduma, which is, as we've been discussing in our shirim about smusa, it's kachay berak habayis, and then we can be able to transform it, at least on some level, to Kedushas Chatas, Kedushas Haguf. It's an even higher level. The Paraduma, the Karban Pesach, is going from Kedushas Shlamim, which is Kedushas Haguf, to Kedushas Karban Pesach, which is Kedushas Haguf. Paraduma is an even greater stira. It's going from Kedushas, transforming Kedushas Berak HaBayis to Kedushas Haguf. And therefore the Medrash Rabbah says that the Paraduma, the Chukah of the Paraduma, is greater than the Chukah of the Karban Pesach. So these two karbanos allow us to take the gashmius and elevate it to ruchnius. Taking only bedek habayis and giving it a higher level of kedushas haguf. Taking the karban pesach, where mamish the eating it is the eating it is the mitzvah. Eating it makes it into a karban pesach. Karban pesach is a chok. So how does it make sense that it's zevach l'Hashem? Right, zevach pesach l'Hashem. That our eating should be completely for Hashem. That's the chiddush of the Karban Pesach. That's the soda of the Karban Pesach. So this is part of the Mahalach. And Moreinu Reb Shmuel Elazar Zatzal, Rav Volk, continues Arichus. That was one of his talents, that he could be Mamish Marich. I see this only in the, say this only in the most complimentary way, because he was such a gaon in Torah and such tremendous bekiyus and such a chachin, that he can always find new terutzim and new kashas and keep going weiter and weiter and weiter, and his svarim go from siman to siman. Each siman is a continuation of the previous siman. So if, you know, he just would have sat and talked to him, he probably could have talked 25 straight hours, taken a little rest and continue just talking without svarim, just adding more kahena v'kahena chidushim. So Baruch Hashem, we saw some yesodos here, and I'd like to continue in the next shir and continue exploring the secret of the Karban Pesach and of the Paraduma. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest, most beloved friend.